Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
I'm Chris.
I'm Scott.
And he's Tom.
Hi, yeah.
Welcome to the show, by the way, Tom.
Thanks. I thought I'd just be a bit like
10 past four-ish, pop in.
Yeah,
do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what, Chris? Yesterday, he walked in at quarter past four-ish, right? That's when he managed to get in.
5 minutes earlier.
And he's done he's 5 minutes earlier today.
Yeah.
But, do you know what we're going to do?
What?
Well, because you've just turned up and, you know, we're a city
Hold
now.
That's not bad. Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
We're a city now.
Because we're in a city.
Yeah. But because you know so much about everything, don't you? Because you're so, you know, clever.
Clued up on the city status.
You're going to do what's happening right now. And over to you, Tom.
So, just bear in mind, this is only South End. There are people listening in Chelmsford going, we're already a city.
Yeah.
Colchester are like, we're already a city. Where you guys are catching up in South End.
Yeah. So, South End's a city today.
Yeah.
Any other facts?
One of the old princes is down.
Prince Charles,
Charles.
He's referred to.
Prince Charles.
One of the old princes.
Connor says, Connor said earlier, he said, if he pops up, because he was around this area, if he goes, oh, radio station, we should go in there. Do I have to bow or curtsy or anything like that? And I was like, yeah, you have to curtsy.
Yeah.
And I've showed him how to do it on the off chance that he pops up.
Brilliant.
Do I have to as well?
Well, yeah, I think a little bow of the head, I think.
I wouldn't have to curtsy. You know why?
Why not?
Why?
I've already met him.
Yeah, I've already met him.
Yeah.
But you don't have to... the original bow from when you first met him doesn't...
No,
it doesn't still count.
It doesn't cover you.
No, I call him... No, it does. I call him Charl now.
Yeah.
All right, Charl.
Isn't Camilla with him as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I call
Camilla.
Camille.
Cammy.
Cammy and Charl.
I like Charles.
I do.
And I've met him, not today, I met him before. He's just a really nice, talkative guy. He shows interest in what you do as well.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah, he actually seems genuinely interested when he's talking to you.
Do you reckon he'd be interested in like what I'm talking about?
Probably not.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
So what's happening, and let's go to the phones. Holly, what you got?
Hello. What's happening is Dave and I have paid the deposit and set the date for the wedding.
Oh, this is where you become, because you're at the moment called Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you're going to be Holly...
Edward.
Has it still got Woods in it?
Yeah, it has. It still works.
Yeah.
So when's the date?
12th of August 2024.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you want Chris to DJ?
If I could let him, but unfortunately the Cliffs have their own DJ.
Oh,
go with that.
Yeah, and I would have been up for that. So I would have definitely done it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's definitely sorted, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
But you guys can come and make a surprise appearance. It's fine.
It wouldn't be a surprise though, would it, Holly?
What date is it again?
12th of August.
Oh, I'm busy that day.
2024.
Yeah, it's a Monday. I knew it was a Monday. I'm busy that day. Washing my hair.
Are you busy at the Cliffs Pavilion doing a personal appearance at a wedding?
No.
Oh, listen, it's good that you got all the dates sorted out, and we look forward to seeing the pictures in 2 years.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
You take care, Holly.
Bye.
See you later, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll do. Bye.
There's Holly getting married in August in 2024. It's in my diary now.
The 12th, Monday.
Five Time is 1 month old today. He says, honey, the song Time that you wrote, that's 1 year old, 1 month old today.
The album,
1 month old today.
Yeah, thank God. I didn't realise. Yes, that's good to know.
Max says, what's happening? Not a lot. Just had a shower. Now time for dinner.
I didn't need that vision.
It's only what's happening if there's something going on in your life. It's not like, I don't want 101,000 people to text and go, oh, just
I'm
having
just
a wash.
Cutting my toenails. Yeah, we don't need that.
Only good things, Max. Things that are, you know,
relevant to our day.
But thank you for getting involved.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Here we go.
Radio Essex.
And Matt's on the phone as well. Hey, dear Matt, you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. You're in Wickford?
No, I'm not. I'm actually on the way home. I'm on the M25 sitting in traffic.
Oh,
as
nice.
Normal.
Nice, yeah. That's a normal standard Thursday.
M25 traffic sounds normal, yeah.
So what's happening with you, Matt?
So I've got quite a part in getting some donations together. We're putting them into containers, and me and a few colleagues are driving to Poland next week to the border. We're going to go and see a charity out there, give them some medical supplies, baby's nappies, dried food. So far, we've done pretty well. It looks like we're going to get 3 vans and possibly 1 lorry. And we're possibly going to be tying up with quite a big trucking company. I'm going to be doing some aid next week as well. So we're going to do something about getting some stuff on their lorries too.
So it's amazing what you're doing, and I've heard the story already, and I heard there was a clip on Facebook. I think was your guys on with Nick Ferrari this morning on LBC?
Yes. That was Steve. So Steve is the owner of the Barbers.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And Steve is somebody I've got to know by doing remembrance every year. We always do it as a town, really good community. He done Sleep Out 3 years ago. Filled his shop up with sleeping bags and gave them to the homeless.
Yeah, I remember that.
Steve is one of these people that never, ever expects anything from anybody. And we have just been in there as support for Steve, really. Steve told me he was going out. I said, you're not going on your own. You need to have someone with you. Being ex-service personnel, we are not worried about what we're going into. But we are staying on the friendly side, and we're going out there. We're going to do our best for all of those kids.
It's amazing what you're doing. And, Steve runs Box... Is it Boxers Hairdressers in Wickford?
Yeah, it's Boxers Barbers.
Boxers Barbers, that's it. Yeah, Shotgate. So,
he's an absolute legend.
I'll just describe where that is to Scott. You know, the other day you came to my house.
Yeah.
We went to get fish and chips.
Yep.
Next door.
Oh, really?
Next door by the Tesco.
Do you know what? That's absolutely incredible.
Instead of going and getting chips.
Yeah, next time we'll do that. We'll do that. So how can we help? I mean, I heard from your interview this morning, and I think Anu's guys have spoke to Steve as well today, but you can't get you can't get funding pages, can you? Pay for the petrol.
It's very, very difficult. And we want to do it, but we don't want anyone to feel anyone's made any gain apart from these people that need it.
Of course.
So we tried to set up the giving page, and they've refused us an account. So I think the only way to do it is obviously open up a bank account in the charity name and do whatever we can and get stuff out there as quickly as possible because they need it.
Okay, if anyone's listening and know about these type of things, like accountants, lawyers, or anybody that can help, then obviously drop us a text and we'll put you in touch with Matt and the guys. If there's anything you think you can help with, or if you want to, you know, donate money for fuel or whatever, give us a text in the studio or drop a Snap message and we'll pass that on to the guys. When are you planning on going, Matt?
Well, we're hoping for Thursday.
All right, cool. And I think Andy's team had spoke to Steve, and I think we're going to try and keep up with you regularly on the big drive home so we can sort of catch up with you daily, see where you are. And obviously, once you get to the Poland-Ukraine border, we can have a chat with you, and you can let us know what the situation's like on the ground. It'd be amazing.
Just even talking now, I feel so emotional for them kids.
Of course you do.
Not more people are doing something.
I think that's the thing, and I think especially with this situation, and you look at it, and this is a European country. This is the same kind of capital cities as we've got. There's villages like Wickford and Braintree, and you just can't imagine what those kids are going through, and the shellings of nurseries and stuff. And it is unbelievable that we're all the same race. Sometimes when you look at other people in the human race, and it is unbelievable.
It's unfortunate because it's bringing back really bad memories for personnel that Bosnia, and I think that's why we're going as hard as we can, because we know what this looks like. And
yeah, mate, you've been out there to stop this kind of stuff happening. It must be all but devastating to just see it happening again, where you've got a country that isn't doing anything but just trying to live a normal life and just trying to live life, and this happens to them. It's incredible.
It's good to see NATO are actually picking up the pace and putting defence on all borders, because
Our prayers,
let's not hope it goes too far.
No, well, our prayers are with them, and our prayers will be with you guys as well. And it'd be amazing, Matt, if you keep in touch with us, let us know how you're getting on. We'll keep tracking.
So everyone,
well,
could do one big thing for me now.
Go on.
If you're on the M25 and you're in my way, just move out of the way, please. So I can get home and have a good day now.
You're not on your way right now.
Move out of Steve's way. So way. Can get help.
He's trying to get. He's got to be in Poland next week. He's got to get him off the M25 at least. Listen, thank you so much for getting in touch, Matt, and we'll keep up to date with you as well. And
Cheers, Matt.
Cheers, Matt. The
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute,
yo, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
So let's get down. Let's get down to business.
Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home.
Why did you look at me when you done that?
I didn't mean to. You were just there.
You went, a business. And looked straight at me. It was weird.
Oh, didn't realise you did
no,
that.
No, it was. I looked up as well from my paper and you went, a business.
I was just singing. I'm very happy today for a Monday. I think because the city thing tomorrow, it's all quite exciting in Southend.
Yeah, it's like I'm a bit more awake than I normally am on a Monday.
Yeah.
And I've done nothing.
What'd you
different.
Put that down to?
I don't know, because you know me, weekends, you know, I like a few drinks.
Do you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hot tub, you know.
Yeah, yeah. A few normal kind of
stuff.
Weekend.
It's been that same weekend. I've been in the hot tub, I've had a few drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just feel alive today. Up for it.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. Is there a disco going on downstairs?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Hang on, shush a minute.
Oh, wow, that is amazing.
We're a soundproof radio studio.
And it's literally shaking. This room's room, shaking.
It's like we're above a nightclub.
I'm so confused.
There's sands downstairs. Yeah, what's going on? Is Pete Tong turned up?
I just want to work. I just want to work out what because I can actually hear what are they playing.
Let's have a listen.
1 minute. I'm literally going to put my head on the floor.
Put your microphone on the floor.
What? Okay. Oh my god! I can literally. 1 minute.
What is it?
Oh god, it's a new competition.
That's quite loud. They don't listen to Radio Essex.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
But like, maybe they have us really loud and then like
that's probably Radio 1.
Oh.
That's really loud, isn't it?
Is he live in the mix downstairs?
He's mixing downstairs.
Come home with me.
Right about now.
The Big Drive Home.
Woo!
Let's get into it.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
Well, hello to Grace on the score and in Manningtree. Just pick up Maddie and there are your two tunes. Shaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, and Charlie Puth and the Turtle Song. Attention for Maddie.
The Turtle Song?
The Turtle Song.
What do you mean?
Throwing a turtle.
What? What are you talking about?
He says, what's the beginning bit? Running around, throwing a turtle on my back. Listen, it does.
You've been running around, throwing that turtle on my name.
No.
Running around, throwing that turtle on my name.
No, no, that dirt around my name. Dirt.
That makes more sense,
dirt.
To be fair. It's always confused me.
Listen again, please.
Turtle.
You've been running around, throwing that turtle on my name.
It's turtle.
It's
the turtle song. Charlie Puth and the turtle song.
But I've got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you genuinely thought that's what it said? Or have you done this for comedy effect? Either way, acceptable.
He says turtle.
He doesn't know, does he?
Dirt makes more sense, I think. The turtle on my name's always confused me. Dirt. Dirtle.
You've been running around, throwing that turtle on my
name. Still sounds like turtle. I mean, he says tur.
I can only hear turtle now.
Welcome to my world. That will be the rest of your life now.
Brilliant.
And it will confuse you as much as it's confused me.
You're basically Peter Kay.
So as I said, Charlie Puth, Turtle Song. And Shaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, Old School, New School, done. Kim and Holbridge, I've always thought it was Turtle too.
No, but someone's wrote, I thought it was Turtle on My Knee.
Mark in Whittam, yeah, I'm sure he said Turtle on My Knee.
And when you hear that, that makes even more sense.
It does. And then we got, obviously, loads more misheard lyrics in. Some famous ones. Eric in Chelmsford with the very famous Sister Sledge, Just Let Me Staple the Vicar, which I think is not what she's saying,
no.
But it does sound like
it.
I mean, it can't be anything else.
Just let me staple the vicar.
And I don't know why you'd want to staple the vicar.
No, it's out of order and you shouldn't do it.
But it does definitely sound like that.
Just let me staple the vicar.
I don't know why.
Is she saying let me...
State for the record.
State for the record, is that what she's saying?
But it's out, yeah, I think so. But even when you know state for the record's in your head...
It... Just let me staple the vicar.
No, just let me staple the vicar, yeah.
Just let me staple the vicar.
Makes much more sense. Also, Linda in Whittam, Celine Dion, and My Heart Goes On. I always thought she's saying the hot dogs go on. The hot dogs. Yeah, she's saying the hot dogs go on, which
amazing.
Changes.
And why should the hot dogs not go on?
Exactly. I mean, they hopefully, you know, will go on forever.
I like hot dogs.
Celine Dion believes that.
I'm glad I found you, you're the one.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Has he actually bullied you into making tea?
Yes, he has, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a normal thing, though, isn't it?
Hang on, sorry, one second. Really? Do you want one?
I'll have one if you're making one.
Oh, we'll give you a new cup then.
Yeah. It's got coffee in it.
Go on, then.
I've already said new cup. New cup,
yes,
mate.
I did coffee last time.
Yeah, but you want yours in your Watford mug.
Oh, no. He doesn't know, does he?
No, that I was going to keep it.
Oh, we've got a surprise. Surprise him.
No, don't. Do not do.
We're going to do it
so eager today.
I do not like surprises.
How easy was it for him to get you a cup of tea? Was he like, yeah, I'll make you one now?
Is there a new kettle?
No.
Is there a hot tap?
No.
Is there a
hot tap here? No.
Imagine.
We haven't even got a cold tap.
Does the dishwasher work?
No. Dishwasher doesn't work.
Have we got real tea bags?
We ordered a dishwasher in the office because our dishwasher broke. We ordered one that is one that's integrated.
Yep.
But we haven't got anything to integrate it into. It's just a standalone dishwasher. It's like a shark. You open it and it's the biggest spring-loaded thing. I've smashed my arm 3 times.
Who fitted it? Who fitted it?
Me.
Not a guy.
I am a
You're
guy.
The guy. You're the guy.
I'm the guy. If we're going to get people to come in and do that, I was like, I can fit a dishwasher.
Yeah,
it's just plugs.
What happens is when in this building, when they say we're going to get someone in fit, we say when? They say 19.
So I say...
28.
I say, I'll do that. It's what, is it water and electricity? I mean, come on. But I know how to fit a dishwasher because I've got one at home, but I've got one that's integrated into my kitchen.
Yeah.
So when you put the plank of wood on the front to make it match... That weighs down the big spring-loaded thing. But now you open the dishwasher, don't you, Tom?
You
open the dishwasher.
Yeah,
you have to stand on it, literally stand on it while you're putting teaspoons in. If you forget, it goes bang and takes your arm off.
It's really good.
It's really, really good. And
I like dishwasher.
It's a good dishwasher.
So what's my surprise?
You'll find out.
You'll find out in a second if he doesn't get eaten by the dishwasher.
I know what it is.
What?
Have they put a perfect draft machine out there?
No, this isn't a surprise to be scared of. This is a wow moment because it's something everyone in the office knows that happened yesterday, but I don't think you know because I don't think you were here at that time.
Yeah, it's a pay rise for me.
No. we know. We definitely know that's not happening. We'll find out in about 5 minutes. We'll do it when Steve is doing the news.
A new cup.
It's
my own
that's
cup.
That's close.
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. We're just waiting for Tom and his surprise. We might be in the next 5 minutes, but
he's
going to
do
things.
Some work. That's a surprise.
That will be the surprise, yeah. We were talking about misheard lyrics. Yeah, it's exciting.
He's got a surprise for who?
For Scott.
I love surprises, but I don't like surprises live on the radio.
But he doesn't know, it's something that we all know, but Scott doesn't know because he wasn't here in the building when this surprise happened. I don't know where he's not going. He'll be in 5 minutes.
Somebody loaded the dishwasher?
Way.
That'd be a surprise.
No.
He goes a long way to make tea. If he's making tea, it goes a long way, doesn't he? So, it could be tomorrow.
Yeah, his tea does sort of, he wanders off, doesn't he? And then 40 minutes later, he comes back with and sometimes not with tea. And you go, that's what I was doing. Yeah, no, I'll go back out.
What was you doing? Oh, talking to Jack.
Yeah, so he's coming back to do that in a second.
I'm excited. What is this surprise?
If he tells you, I'll hear.
Oh, here he is.
Hang on.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
So...
What is it?
It's a... It's actually a proper tea.
Oh, it's tea in a teapot. Oh, this is nice.
No, 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 no. Love a teapot.
Everybody has forgotten who last used that teapot and the cup we're just about to give
Scott. Is it the Queen?
Kind of. The future queen of England used that teapot yesterday and the teacup.
And she came putting up his big fingers on it, like that.
Oh, my God, he's brewed it and everything. Oh.
Did you make Camilla tea yesterday?
No.
Did they not let you near her? No.
You'd have to be security clear to make them tea now.
To be honest with you, I don't know why I let him near me.
Is it really?
So yesterday, you were off yesterday. Yep. She came upstairs to have dinner. So apparently, famously, Prince Charles doesn't eat dinner.
He doesn't have lunch.
He doesn't have lunch, exactly that. So he has breakfast. And this is the most sophisticated radio show ever. There's somebody stirring tea in a china cup.
What I'm most surprised about is, Tom, he's not a delicate flower, is he?
No.
Let's be brutally honest, right? And he's done it in a very delicately...
He's got a teapot and everything.
Listen, what I will say about Tom, and this is a compliment, he makes exceptional tea.
He
was taught by the master. Tom?
So it was you. Let me just finish what I was saying.
I like the hand on the teapot.
Prince Charles famously doesn't have lunch. So we didn't talk about this yesterday for security reasons. So I think she was like, I still like eating. So they said, what we can do, we'll do the eating, but where they were all meeting dignitaries downstairs, she came up to Radio Essex, sat in our boardroom and had fish and chips with a cup of tea from that very cup that Scott's just about to drink out.
What? She had fish and chips?
We've washed it, because obviously our mother...
On a silver platter?
No, fish and chips, not out of a silver platter, out of the box.
I want this every day. Tom, this is the new
She
me.
Wanted to do it, but she said, I want to eat the fish and chips properly, like you do on the seafront. So she had them in a box, like we do, with a wooden fork. It was amazing. She sat in our boardroom and had fish and chips.
Well, I did...
And a cup of tea.
I went in there earlier to have a small meeting, and I was like, somebody's tidied up in here.
Yeah, it was very tidy, because we only got 5 minutes' notice, and we were like, we should probably move the pictures of Chris and Scott and Jamie. And
did she use the facilities?
She used, Jack's already covered this on his show. She used the same toilet that Jack had been in after his chicken tikka 20 minutes before.
She did use
the same toilet. No,
I haven't spoke to Jack because I've been quite busy. Is this
No, so what happened yesterday is Jack needed the toilet. He knew, he didn't know why, but he realised the toilets had all been cleaned and everything was, they were immaculate. And he went, I'm going to use the girls' toilet because it's bigger in there. It's a nice space to use the toilet. So he went in there and used the toilet. And only when he came out after, devastating the toilet, he then realised the future Queen of England was just about to come up and have her fish and chips. And I tell you that area around the stairs didn't smell pretty.
Jack, who's famous for having a curry at 10:30 in the morning.
He'd completed it, mate, in the toilet. And then, not used the boys' toilet, used the girls' toilet. And then, while she was in having her fish and chips, she said to one of the people, is there a toilet I can use? And I think everyone's heart sank. I went...
I didn't know where to look.
I cannot believe the future Queen of England has come to Radio Essex and used the toilet after Jack.
Yeah, but she did get tea in a china cup. And that's what we're doing now.
Which is amazing.
Chin chin.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
It's really strange because I know somebody like that I used to hang around with coming from Watford who played for Boreham Wood. It's a decent level team from our standard of Sunday League football. Boreham Wood is up there. It's a league team. But it's not like League Two or League... I mean, it's...
They're playing the same league as Southend.
Yeah, they're in the...
What?
They're in the one underneath League Two. So it's for them to be going to Everton is just ridiculous.
Everton are good
Premier
at the
league.
Minute, bad at the minute.
They're not
Frank
doing
Lampard.
Great. Yeah, he's not quite implemented everything yet. So they're not doing great. But I love that FA Cup thing. I love the FA Cup. What are you laughing at?
Don't.
Oh, your Tottenham story. Do you want to talk about that again?
No, me and Tom, peek behind the curtain, me and Tom having a completely separate conversation. We were not listening to the news at all.
Okay.
And then you put your mic up on, and I panicked, is all I'm saying, which is why I've gone slightly red, which is why I'm... My mic doesn't need to be up at the moment.
Well, I thought you were joining in on the show. I thought it was the Chris and Scott show.
Actually, because at the moment, if I'm honest, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, it was good chatting, Stevie. Good chat.
Great, thanks. Weather.
Oh, late afternoon will continue to be a mixed bag weather-wise, with both patchy cloud and sunny spells. There is still a wee chance of some showers later, and temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 11 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinghorn.
sorry, Stevie. See, it's okay, right? Because I'm not really part of the news normally, so I'm. But you sort of have to do the weather seamlessly. You didn't do that. You didn't deliver that.
You can't have a pop at me because you've made a mistake.
You can't have a pop at me.
It's annoying for you two and producer Tom that you're trying to have a conversation and somebody's just invented a radio station in the same room. It must be annoying. Oh, yeah.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Do you know just 3 in 10 of us are satisfied with our work-life balance? With the ideal considered to be 43% work, 57% life.
I didn't know this, no.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Didn't know that.
The average work-life balance is 55% work, 45% life.
Oh.
I'm just trying to work yours out.
What do you mean?
What time did you get in today?
That's not a thing. It's not a thing.
What else you do today? Work.
Very busy.
You did a photo shoot?
Yeah. Photo shoot.
Where was that?
In the London.
Oh, in the city. Well, we're a city.
Yeah.
Another city. And just another, were you in another city?
Yeah, very, very busy. Like on an early train into London, interview for The Guardian and...
Sorry, you've done an interview today with The Guardian and now you're drinking tea out of a teapot.
Yep.
What's happened to you?
I know. The future queen has drunk out of. I know. I done an interview and a photo shoot for The Guardian.
Yeah.
Which was really good, actually.
When will it be in the paper?
I don't know, and I'll find out. But what it is, it's really clever how they've done it. So it's a picture of us from the past, like something from like 1997 or
clarify
something.
Clarify us.
Five.
Yeah.
And then a picture of us now, obviously.
Five.
Three.
Nice.
Five.
Yeah, but I think when you say us, people think Chris and Scott, because of the A to Z of Men podcast.
Which you're not allowed to
say.
No, but
I can in this context, because I'm talking about The Guardian.
Okay. So it's a picture of five back in the day in 1997.
You have more tea?
Yes. And
Chucky cup.
Oh, sorry, just doing this on the radio. Okay, one second.
Well, I'm pouring mine. I might as well pour yours.
Move it over there. There you go. I think you hear this on all radio stations. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. One second, dear listener. I'm just getting my tea across. Can I have some milk?
Yeah, I've got milk. So carry on with the link.
What was I saying? So I'm talking about the A to Z of Men.
Somebody about The Guardian.
Oh, the Guardian. I'm going to get
you. Do you want a scone with that? Are you all right?
A scone. Scone. Don't
scone
say
if
scone.
You're talking to Guardian. Scone for The Guardian. Scone for me and you.
Have we got any sweetness?
No, they've all scone.
Have we got any sweetness?
Yeah,
they've all scone. Oh, I do love you. That's so funny.
Anyway, carry on. You're talking about
I love you on the radio.
You did, yeah.
I love my wife as well.
You're talking about The Guardian.
Guardian, yeah.
While you're just stirring your tea in your China teacup.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So it was a picture of, I'm still doing this, 1997, and then now, but like wearing the same clothes, exactly the same picture, and then it's like, how old we've got, basically. It was really clever, and the interview was really good, and it should be a really good article.
There's some behind-the-scenes interview in there, isn't there? A little peek behind the curtain
of
how you all got on well and everything.
Yeah, no, it talks about...
truth in there.
Yeah, some mental health stuff, which we also talk about on the editor. Oh, which I'm not allowed to say.
No, don't mention that.
That's letter M, isn't it?
You were allowed to mention what?
Yeah.
The mental health episode on the A to Z of Men. Mental health on the A to Z of Men was M.
M.
Yeah, yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yep.
In the A to Z of Men podcast. Right, 5:15. Look forward to The Guardian. Let us know when that's out so we can have a look.
Will do. Take you home.
The Big Drive Home.
Let's ride.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
What's happening on the way? And if you've got anything that's going on in your lives, could be a secret you want to spill. Could be. You could have been told some gossip and you're like, anonymously, I think I might tell Chris and Scott.
For example, I can give you an example. Connor, come in. Connor, come in. What's happening in our lives at the moment is Connor Knight from the day experience, which is weird, it should be on nights, is that he's just brought in teas in our teapots.
Thank you.
Thanks, Connor. Really appreciate that, mate. How many tea bags did you put in?
Two in there, yeah.
The Yorkshire tea, yeah?
Yorkshire tea.
And did you do the two cups of milk as requested?
Extra cup.
Cheers, mate. You Welcome. Can, off you go.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate. See that guy? Did you see how he knocked himself in the door? He just hit himself in the door.
Poor Connor. I think you use him too much.
Why is he still here?
Because you keep telling him to make tea.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.